I'm here today talking to Fionn Helleth, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Managing NHS Waiting Lists, a Review of New Arrangements. Fionn, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Well, this report is about how NHS deals with patients who are waiting for a hospital appointment or treatment. And we look at whether NHS boards are complying with new guidance that was issued in 2008 about how to manage waiting lists. And we're also looking at how the new arrangements might have had an impact on patients themselves.
And what have you found?
Well, the new arrangements introduced significant changes to the NHS, and the NHS has done very well to implement these. Patients no longer stay on waiting lists indefinitely, but there are areas that could be further improved. For example, all NHS boards could improve the way that they record information about patients, just to ensure consistency across Scotland. And also they need to get better at making sure that all patients get appropriate information about their appointment in a way that's clear and easy to understand, so that they're in a good position to be able to attend their appointment.
Could you just tell us a bit about what the sort of importance of this is, what the scale of the impact on the public is?
There are large numbers of people waiting for a hospital appointment or for treatment across Scotland. And for example, at the end of last year, there were over 300,000 people waiting for treatment. So obviously it's important that the NHS manages waiting lists in an open and fair and consistent way. And it's very important that patients themselves get good information and timely information about their appointments, giving them as much notice as possible, helping them make the right arrangements to be able to attend their appointments, for example, arranging childcare or being able to bring a relative or carer with them.
You mentioned there about consistency, and in the report you talk about there being sort of difference in the way people are managed across the country. Are you saying there's a regional variation? Is this a postcode lottery?
We did find some variation in how NHS boards are actually applying the guidance, but it's more about how they're applying aspects of the guidance. For example, whether they are writing to patients to offer them appointments or they're contacting them by telephone. And this may have an impact on patients. They also vary in the way that they deal with patients who do not attend or cannot attend their appointments. For example, the guidance allows them to vary the way they handle patients who do not attend. However, some boards may give them more chances than others.
Now, in the past, there's quite a lot to be made of what we refer to as hidden waiting lists. You seem to be saying in the report that this is a practice that no longer exists. So is that right, that we have no longer this issue of hidden waiting lists?
Yeah, that's correct. Hidden waiting lists are gone. Under the old arrangements, patients could be excluded from the normal waiting list. They could be excluded, for example, if they had another medical condition that they needed to be treated for first, or perhaps if they had a specialist condition and they needed to be treated by a particular consultant. But under the new system, everybody is covered under the same guidelines, and patients have to be reviewed within 13 weeks to check that their situation hasn't changed, and the NHS boards then make a decision about how they treat or manage these patients. For example, they could be taken off the waiting list completely, or they could be returned to their GP, or obviously offered an appointment if that's the appropriate course of action.
Okay, just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, we've made a number of recommendations in our report for NHS boards, the Scottish Government, and also ISD Scotland, which is the body that produces the NHS statistics. And these recommendations aim to improve the way that data is collected and recorded, including the information about patients' additional needs, so that the NHS boards can just make sure that appropriate support's in place for everybody in the way that they need it. Also, to make sure that better recording of information is there, and that in turn will help to make sure that people don't slip through the net. We also recommend that all boards improve communication with patients so that both staff and patients understand the guidance and understand people's entitlements, and that everybody is clear about their responsibilities under the new arrangements. We also recommend that the Scottish Government and ISD Scotland consider issuing additional guidance about the treatment of patients who do not or cannot attend their appointments to make sure that patients are managed fairly across Scotland.
Okay, Fionn, thanks very much.